Perigil Mishnah Ches. Wait, do we do Mishnah Zayin?
We did Mishnah Zayin. You got stuck in the middle of Mishnah Ches. You wanted to do the Ravs or something.
A kais of nechas liyavu yosef ben chayyim. Right, all we ask to you serve, and the servant goes ben chayyim. Let's see what it says in the Rav. The Rav says, let's look at the Rav. The Rav is the Rav. A kais of nechas liyavu shekasim kol nechsei l'nesunim l'ploy yavdi. My servant.
You
give him a gift. You're a free man. You're a free man. So he the hod the kamar avdi. Hainu Avdi Shoyukvar. Oh, why is it called Avdi? The Avdi has it's Mashi, I still don't know. The past. Yotza ben Khairin, wanna see in the Rav? Nothing. Shikar called Shu Lo Yotza ben Khairin. Look at that. This is Daf Gemara. This is in the Daf Yom, we have all the time this sugya. We start today getting today?
Mitzhashem.
Made a seam?
I didn't go last night.
You made a seam last night?
I did not go last night, I missed last night. So.
Shir ka kol shu yotzev lo yotzev in chayrin. The kol hecha dinoches l'shiyuro. Any place that you will descend to the leftover.
If he leaves over a little part, kol shu lo yotzev in chayrin.
Why not?
The kol hecha de ka'ama.
The kol hecha dinoches. The kol hecha dinoches.
L'shiyuro.
When you want to figure out which piece of his assets did he leave over. You're going to say that the slave is the piece of asset that he left over. I'm giving you everything else. He's giving you everything else, but not you. You're going to be mine. Oh, but if you're mine, then mashakon evet konarabai. So the stay makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Because if I'm not letting you go free, if you're going to remain my slave, so mashakon evet konarabai. So my words are nonsense. If I say everything that I own, everything belongs is yours, except for you, you're my property. I'm not releasing you.
Everything is yours except for mine.
I own billions of dollars except of assets, except, and everything belongs to you. I'm giving it as a gift to you, but you're not going free.
Right.
You're, so what you said does not make any legal sense because Masha can't ever come to Rabbi.
Right.
So it's going in a circle. So why would you say? Why you say the answer is because you want to give him a compliment.
I want to say you're such a good slave. I would really give you everything.
That's
but
what you mean to say.
I need my billions of
right.
dollars.
Exactly. I would really give it to you l'chanufe. You're coming to flatter the slave, but you're not coming to actually free the slave. Since you did not say that marriage with you and my assets, since you're not freeing the slave, so therefore you're not accomplishing anything. Good? Let's say the only thing you own is land and the slaves, and then maybe you'll say that that's what you know. Since all nechos had not been fulfilled because he said the word chutz, so therefore we don't say the loy pal gilin dibur, since he said kol nechas echutz, this is going to tifi lomdas. The kevim the ain meskayim dibur kol nechasai. You said
now
here.
Now it's going for work. Why didn't you just stop there? Why did you say feel in shum nechas ha'evan zakaku? It wasn't just stop over here.
He's explaining. V'afil we lashum nechas melnu example. V'afil we lashum
lechanufa hu diyasi the loy shachas period.
Nobody wanted because he did not say the word atzmacha. If you would say I'm giving you going free and the karka, since you
so
said
period here.
Yeah. Okay, but I feel he's giving you example. Let's say the master owns assets. Shum mechasim elo ever v'akarka shashir. He owns two different pieces of. He owns the slave and he owns a piece of karka. So when he says chutz mikarka,
he only has evan and karka.
And evan and karka. So when he says shir karka kol shu sudif will choy. Why don't we say that it's explicit? He's saying shir karkol shahu. So that means obviously I'm letting you go free, but I'm only keeping myself a small amount of karka. No, it doesn't matter. Become makom afilu in loshem chas melah ha'avila karka shashir. Become makom liyotzul lecheres. Why not? Came and since the ain meskaim dibor kol nechasai. Since you wrote because of nechasav, you wrote kol nechasai, and that as that
back
those
here.
Words.
It's not over here. It's over here.
Okay, when it says kol nechasai nechasav, which means kol nechasai, it's not true. Since you being shir karka. Why are those words not true? The reason why it's not true is because the ha'asa chutz u'bitalei, because he said chutz, Nikarka Shir Karkol Shahu, it's Mavatal Kol Nechasai, the Loyapal Gilan Dibu, we don't split your words since it's Kol Nechasai, so therefore it's a rejection. Pavi Batal Gamri, therefore your words are completely Batal, Vulay Kanda Loy Atzma Vulay Nechasim. So that's basically what it means. When you say a kosev kol nechasev chutz mi shikar kol shu, it's not being fulfilled. The entire thing is bottled. Okay, I don't know. Let's just leave with that. Okay,
you don't love this?
I understand laws, but whatever. It's not. Let's go weiter. Yatsa ben chayrin li fine. But let's say lo yatsa ben chayrin next. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says li olam chub ben chayrin. You always a free man. At shuyam haray kol nechasev and assume li ishplani avdi chutz mi echem niriba shabohena. What does that mean? Okay, this is a complicated case. First part of that. The Daf Yomi brings this down. Rabbi Shimon Shem says, "Loyelam hu min chayrin bein ein loy nechasim achem eloch ha'eved ve'akarakash shashir ubein yesh loy nechasim achem loyelam hu min chayrin." He disagrees. Umakminan dibor kol nechasai be'eved levadoi kishein loy nechasim achem v'loy aminan demasha machutz batal diburoi shamar kol nechasai depalginan dibur. See, it's going back to the slumbus. He's going back to the slumness, and he's explained that we
Did you say
palgir in
the
bura? We do say palgir in the bura. So when you said kol nechasai is going
Rabbi
on.
Who's this going on?
Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon and the Alu ben Chayrin. Why palgir in the bura?
Yes.
When you said kol nechasai, umokmin and dibur kol nechasai. When you said those two magic words. Kol nechasai, all of my assets. Be'eved levadai. Kishein loy nechasim achedim, v'loy amrinan, we don't say demasha machutz. Bitl dibura shema kol nechasai, that pilgrim dibura. U'makmin Allah be'eved v'yotzel ben chayrin. So when you say kol nechasai, palgin dibura, with regard to you, you get your free man.
Yeah.
And when I said chutz, that's going on something else. But when I said, but we do say palgin dibura. Chutz, unless you say mi'echa mi'ribo, one ten thousandths. How do you say that in English? One in 10,000.
Yeah.
It never could, it's a tongue twister for me.
Okay.
10,000.
You said it well.
10,000.
You said it.
Chutz mi'echa mi'ribo, v'loi perish mi'mahu m'shaya, and you have not specified what exactly you have selected to leave over. Then we assume that the 1 in 10,000 refers to the slave, because you're not focusing on land. If you say land, the iu loy chashu loy ela, but really the slave says to the master, "Am I only considered to be worth a penny? I'm only a penny in your eyes.
10,000.
I'm one. You all you have is $10. Are you only to me?" So the master says, "Yes. That's right. You're so low in my eyes." Even though really in the market you're worth more. You can sell all your organs. You can sell your market. If you write all of your assets to your slave. Yotzah ben Chayrin, he goes free. But let's say you wrote, "I'm writing all of my assets to my slave, but Shikar Kol Shu,
Lo
Yotzah ben Chayrin." Why? Because we say bottle. Why? So we what's along this? Since you said Kol Nechasai,
that last piece is him.
Palginan Dibura. Loi Palginan Dibura. Once I'm sure I know what you do say Palginan Dibura. Shimon says, "Elam Hu ben Chayrin." Actually, I'm calling Harei Kol Nechasai Nusum Lishplani. Ali Chutz Mecha Neriba Shibuhen. Because when you say Chutz Mecha Shibuhen, that's explicitly referring to the slave. The slave is only worth in my eyes 1 in 10,000.
Worth nothing. Go right
then. Next Mishnah Perek Dal HaPen. Nidni Tenes B'Mechubel L'Karkum. Tenes is the one who's attached. Abandon. Hanach Lifnehem. Abandon the payah in front of them. Vehem Yavuzu. Let them come and Yavuzu take the spoils. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them take the spoils. Ha'peri tenes b'mechul l'karka. Bidolis u'bedeka. What's dolis? Look at the picture. Dolis means, it means, you look at the guy climbing up the tree and he's taking off from the dolis. It's a trestle. Gefen hamudlis al gabi etzim o al gabi lanas. A vine that is draped. Hamudlis means it's draped upon pieces of wood or on a tree. So that's also nichlal in the din of what? Of peah. Gefen hamudlis al gabi etzim o al gabi ilanos. There it is. Climb the tree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Whoop, whoop. And you go and take off. Are you with me? As vines. What?
No. Pear is given mechubal karka.
Mechubal karka. You leave it over. You know, you leave it over. The way you give pear, the way you give pear is ta'azoiv. The Rav explained. The way you give pear is not by taking it off and giving it.
Just leaving it.
You leave it.
Right.
Easy, easy.
You just leave it over.
You do the zel bezach bedalis. It's a code word for grapes.
Bedalis or bedalik? What
do you mean? Dalis is a code word. Now, until now, we refer to grain. Dalis, here, this is grain. Apenites mechubar. Grain. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye.
Yeah.
Dalis is grapes. Grapes. Dekel are dates.
Yeah.
Okay, three different types of produce. They all have in common. The way you give payah is by not taking it. Leave it over. Leave it over. Leave over the stin. Leave over something over here on the dalis. Leave over the dekel. Let the ani ascend the ladder and take it down himself.
Right.
Period. Bidolis gefen. Dolis is a code for gefen. Hamudlis, that is draped. Al gabe eitzim or al gabe ilanos. Next. Then it says dog dekel, it's palm trees, it states. Baal habayis moirid umchalek. Now what does that mean? The chassidut says ta'zoiv usam usam shein mochem saka. Oh no, so I made a mistake. He takes it down. Tazoiv oisam oisam shemem sakana. But ato oizel lufnim. Viato oizel oisam shishem sakana lebali oisam el moin mina ilanum chaglan. I made a mistake. Dvorim shemati lochem tohosem biyadi. You should always learn lamor lishon loimar. I made a mistake.
Is that too hard?
So he's saying a very chiddush. I've never done this before. When it comes to gefen, it comes to palms, you mechuyev to take it down and give it to the ani. Only when it comes to mechubar do you leave it hazav. Why? Because here is sakana. Safety first.
Oh, I get it.
You see that?
You don't want the ani to break his head.
You don't want him to climb up the ladder. So you got to take it down and give it to him. See, it says over here, bedolis uvedekel, when it comes to dolis and dekel, when there's a ladder,
rabbi
is moirid umechalek. Why? Because sakana, ta'zev asam asam, or some is a niyot. Is a niyot. Only shemam sakana ato izilufim. Viato izilufim shemam sakana, but liyasam, elam moirid mina ilan umechalek lechem. Bishim says, af bachalike egoizim. Even when it comes to egoizim, afilu egoizim, achiluzim, al shem shilona shelagoizim, chalokim, they're smooth.
They're smooth.
They don't have knots. Kesholonos kolim chaliki smooth. Egoizim the inner loch Rebbeshimon. So where is the picture? There is no picture.
What's Rebbeshimon saying?
He says that when it comes to trees, not trees.
Not trees also. You have
not trees. You have to take it down because it's smooth. It's dangerous. Afilu tisha v'tisha. Even 99. Now going back to the period. That's the end period.
Yeah.
So now we go back to a new sugya.
Everybody else holds that all he has to do is leave a guy. Everybody else holds you can just leave that gozim up there for the.
Yes, everyone holds you can leave that. You can leave
it.
No, because that's not dangerous. Only we should hold is dangerous. Now we go to new halacha.
I feel
tishim tishim. I'm lechalik. V'yachad I'm lavoz. 99 anim poor people say lechalik. V'yachad I'm lavoz. What does that mean? I feel tishim arayish shakav peyach ani tennis b'mechuber. If 99 say l'chalik, one says to lavoz, l'zeh shoymim, sh'nema sh'oma k'halacha. Now what does that mean? I have no idea. I don't know what this means. B'dolus u'dekel sh'mitzosan b'tolosh. B'dolus sh'mitzosan b'tolosh. If 99 of people, aniyim, say that we want you, l'chalik notal, let's read the next Mishnah. We have to go to the Gahati to see what this means. Paragimul Mishnah. Achiyam, I call also the first one we did already. Mishnah Aleph. Shamar. Afilu tishem tishem lochalik. Mishnah Seinu. Chazeres. You with me? You with me?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Hi.
Bishosein Chazeres going back, linging hapei v'ani tennis b'mechubal shashanina b'reisha v'hibol l'hashmianu. She'afilu tishim v'tishim v'nanim o'im m'shabal abayis yikzores hapei. If 99 of the nanim say the balabayis should cut the pei, we'yichalik o'samuham. It's easier. 99 poor people say, listen, there are 100 poor people in front of you banging on your door. You know what? Even though the halacha is you're supposed to take it down, we don't want you to take it down. We want you to leave it. We don't want you to leave. We want you to harvest it. And we'll come and you'll give it to us. You do the hard work. And there's one poor fellow that says, Lavuz, Sheyaniach Esapeh, leave it in Mechubel Karaka Mechubel, Vanim Yichat Fu, and the name will come to the field and take it out. Call Echad Kefi Yicholasah, Lezeshem to the one, Lo Isra Neshama Lavuz, even though he is the minority. You know why? Because he's right. He's right, because the halacha is like him. Afiluhu Chazak Vizariz Mechav, he's very strong, and that's why he's able to do it. Okay, you got it? Rebbe Chiddush. You have 90, you have 100 anim coming bang on your door, and 99 say, do us a favor and pluck it out of the earth and give it to us. And there's one poor man that says no.
Say 100% say it.
Then you should do it. Then you can do it. Then you listen to the 100. You take it. You do it for them.
Let's say there's 50 instead of.
No, it doesn't matter.
I'm saying there's 50 that say that take it down. Where does he come up with this number of?
No, there's a chiddush. Even if there's only one in 100 that says to leave it, he's outnumbered by 99-1. You still listen to him. Kol shekin where it's going to be 50, you're going to listen to them. Allah has kama v'kama. Even when he's the only one, he is the only one that says leave it in the field. You listen to him. Why? Because he said kalacha. It's more dikmos sahaskel. When you have a tzibur and 99 people are saying do what's wrong, and one person says do what's right, you do listen to the one that says do what's right. Because the one that says do what's right is the halacha on my side. Kiltzchaz the Mishnah, Davin. What does it say in the Mishnah over here? The Mishnah says Mishnah Aleph of Perek Dalad. You leave it to Azoiv. Except the dolls of the ekel, balamayis moedim machalik, because that is. That is because it's too dangerous. Sakana,
right.
Safety first. Laniyim. Rabbi Shimon says, "I'm mechalik egozni when it comes to nuts and zol bazach." You, it's sakana. Now we go back. Let's say we're dealing with mechubel. Let's dealing with grain.
Right.
And 99 laniyim say, "Do us a favor. Afilu tishim v'tishayim lechalik. Do us a favor. You cut that off the grain and give it to us."
The echad
one's levels. Even though he has the advantage because he's a strong gibor. He can go into the field and do it. The other ones can't do it. Lezeshem, you listen to that one guy.
That's the
ikkar. The ikkar is, that's the message. Halacha. That's the ikkar. Follow halacha. Okay, thank you very, very much.